WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach. From funding to finance, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now here to get you started are the experts of online business startup, management, and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
Welcome to CEO Coach with me, Jillian Music. I'm co-founder of Moz, and my partner, Ann Kennedy, author of Global Search Engine Marketing. Together, we're serial entrepreneurs. We help companies to launch, grow, pivot, and thrive. You can find out more about us at outlinesventure.com. So today we're going to be talking with Brandy and Darren Babin. These are the guys who own Webmaster Radio. These are the folks that we keep thanking at the end of our show for giving us time and a space to talk about our subject here on CEO Coach. So welcome, Brandy.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here because you know I am a huge, huge fan of both you and Anne.
Well, oh, shucks.
This is a, right, this thanks, is a mutual Brandy. Admiration society.
Absolutely.
Welcome, Darren.
Glad to be here.
We're delighted to have you both. We feel like it's a real coup to have gotten the owners of Webmaster Radio on our station, so pretty darn good. I want to talk about the business of Webmaster Radio today. Really, how you put it together, how you identify things. Just tell me a little bit about Webmaster Radio. When did you start?
A number of years ago, I was asked to do some online radio specifically for some SEO training. That's really where it began. The common denominator thread, it seemed to always be SEO. And so after a number of years of doing live streaming, for instance, I did 46-hour-long episodes of something called SE Guru Search Engine Spotlight. I had met Brandy, and we had had conversations about this whole online streaming radio thing. And after much deliberation and conversations about both of our pasts in broadcasts, the genesis of the idea of stepping into the streaming world and potentially building something up that the B2B world could use was born. And so that's kind of where it began.
So Ann was actually one of our very first supporters and advertisers because that's the kind of person she is, getting up and supporting, jumping right into the fray.
Leading edge, best, absolutely. I mean, coolest business partner on the planet, I'm just saying.
Well, I have to tell you something. I have a short story about this because when I took my laptop and I put it on the kitchen counter and I tuned into, I think it was SEO Rockstars with webmasterradio.fm, while I was making dinner, I said, convergence is here. I remember that moment clearly. I could picture my laptop sitting on the kitchen counter listening to the show, and it was over the internet, and I was so impressed with what you guys were doing.
Thank you so much. I mean, that's the true goal of Webmaster Radio. So we actually, and thank you, Yahoo. So Yahoo launched us with our big event at Rain in the Desert, November 17th, 2004. But we really went live in the early months of 2005. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think our goal with this, I personally never wanted my epitaph to be, she came, she breathed the air that was given to her, and she died. We love the idea that every day we wake up and we know we're making a positive difference in people's lives because we're creating programming with hosts like yourselves. You're women who are entrepreneurs, which, of course, is so very important in today's economy. But women who understand how to build businesses. And there's so many people out there that don't have the right information, that don't understand how they can make their dreams a reality. So to be able to connect people with actionable and candid information from the people that are the market makers, that's invaluable. And to be able to do it in a portable way, because our big goal with this was always to make the barrier to entry as easy as possible. So you are more than welcome to listen live on webmasterradio.fm. But then again, we're also syndicated in iHeart, iTunes, Spreaker, TuneIn, Stitcher. So whichever way you consume media, you have the opportunity to listen. So we know people who this is their morning commute, their evening commute, while they're working out. And
walking their dogs.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I hear from a lot of people that this is where they got their start in search marketing or in marketing in general. And now, of course, also in business itself, because they're listening not only to CEO Coach, but to others who are talking about business issues.
Absolutely.
So how big is Webmaster Radio these days?
We are 20 hours of fabulous programming weekly.
Okay, so that's 20 different shows. That's pretty amazing. Yep. Listenership, Derek?
About 800,000 active listeners, and that changes from month to month at any given time.
It's narrowcast.
And it is. It is a narrowcast market, but we look at it and we say we still have plenty of room to grow.
I would think so. With 800,000, you probably have like another 1.5 million who are now into search marketing, because in itself, it's a growing industry still. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting too. Yeah. And I know that you're all over the world. I mean, we have listeners that come out of, you know, India and China and Singapore. I mean, all kinds of places in Southeast Asia, as well as in Central and Eastern Europe.
Right.
Of course, Scandinavia and Western Europe and here in the States. And now I think we're kind of growing in South America too, because, you know, we make friends down there. So that makes sense. And then they spread the word. Pretty good stuff. How do you identify the market? You got in 2004, right? I mean, we were just getting started at Moz too, and so on. There was something happening. I always say, you know, the pages of the web were going to be organized by search engines, and that became clear right about 97 to 99, right? It was an influx before that. How shall we do this, you know? And there were a number of options. So search engines in themselves became evident. And then the object of how to rank well became a game. And I think the black hats show up first, you know, kind of in any industry. And so the question was, you know, well, here's an algorithm. How do I scam the system to be number one?
And wait a minute. I started in 97 and I was a white hat.
That's right. But I will also say, no question about it, right? It doesn't mean that there were only black hats, but by and large, that was kind of the first flush of the game. And the second thing would have been, well, here's an algorithm, but my client is not someone who's got, you know, warehouses full of domains they can toss away. So my client has to be in this index, if you will, in the phone book for 100 years. Well, now in this index for the next 1,000. Right. How do I deserve to be number one according to that algorithm?
Right.
And I would say this is not, you know, an ethical question. It's not a political question. It's not a moral question. Google's a private company. Play with them any way you wish, you know?
Yeah. I always looked at the black hats as, I never thought about black and white. I thought about shades of gray. Never mind the book. But one thing I will say, I always thought that the early adopters that we referred to as black hats, they were kind of like NASA. They did the trickle down. They brought new information out for us, that then some of which we were able to adapt as it became plausible for less aggressive clients.
That's
true. We were really 49 shades of gray. We left the 50th up to the book and ultimately the movie. Because at that time, I think you're right. You know, I was a black hat. You know, I showed up on the scene. And as a result of that, black hat being kind of on the bleeding edge, that was what was attractive to clients that I had and them approaching me about teaching folks on a streaming radio program.
Right.
And that was the genesis for us. And that genesis was, okay, this is one program, and I had worked for NBC for a number of years and Christian television for a number of years before that. So for me, this was, how can I build this up and create a network, you know, kind of like what I've worked for in the past. And so I'm all about exploring the genesis of ideas and building things up.
Did you know in 2004 that this little foray into, if you will, public education there, right? You tried it. You started with a .edu there, right?
Yeah.
You made a show and you taught somebody something. That was cool. Did you sense that the industry would be growing as quickly as it was? Could you see it then? Or were you just saying, let's give it a shot?
I think we knew, because we actually bridged B2B. Prior to this, we had another online network prior to this, and it explored what every black hat adult gaming, you know, pills.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, right? All
well,
of those
we always
things.
Say the web was built by porn, pills, and casinos, PPC.
Exactly.
Right? It was
exactly.
not built by .gov, .edu, and .org.
Right.
And that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Because people who play at the bleeding edge of anything,
right.
a business, society, whatever it is, cultural norms and so on, those people have huge risk tolerance. And
absolutely.
So they move at the edges and they keep moving forward.
It allowed us to kind of R&D in that area. We could make a bunch of mistakes, and it was very, very forgiving. And literally, we spent 1 year, that was it, to be able to build the model. And then we took that model and rolled it right over into Webmaster Radio. And we walked away from the other model because we had already perfected it with what Webmaster Radio is. And now here we are.
So, Brandy, your role over at Webmaster Radio then and now. Right. When you started, I mean, obviously you were a co-founder. You were sitting there thinking, you know, how should we put it together? Getting the hours and hours of conversation in, right? So co-founder. How did your role evolve over the time?
So to be honest with you, I think my role predominantly has stayed the same for the most part. And it's interesting because Darren and I obviously are married and we're business partners, but very naturally and organically our roles sort of fell into place for that. Actually, I don't even think we had a real conversation about this.
Well, you do most of the selling as well, right? You actually close the deals.
No.
No?
Some.
Okay.
Because I like to keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening. I don't ever look at myself truly as being a salesperson because I think that's an exceptional skill that potentially I may not have. Right. But what my role has been, and I guess continues to be and yet evolves, is identifying where we should be from a show perspective, identifying the people who
so you
we
do
believe.
Curriculum. Okay.
Yeah, I recruit the talent, negotiate the scenario, make sure that the contracts are executed, work with the show host to make sure that we're co-promoting in a way that is conducive to all.
Wait, wait, we have a contract? I thought we're just shooting the breeze.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? You kids are committed to me for life. You signed it.
You missed the signing in blood part, Jillian. You know what? We need to take a break because the sponsors need to say a few words.
All right.
Yes,
we'll take a break here at CEO Coach. When we come back, we're going to talk to Darren and Brandy about what's next at Webmaster Radio and the rest of their businesses.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this. InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Internet Marketing, Inc. designs fully integrated digital programs that improve brand experiences and grow businesses through valuable data insights and strategy across all types of media. Paid, owned, and earned. Their digital experts nimbly adapt strategy by providing you a comprehensive view of your brand's online audience and program performance. If you are looking for a data-driven approach to online marketing and advertising, call Internet Marketing, Inc. today at 866-563-0620 or visit InternetMarketingInc.com.
Shopping for the best e-commerce tips, tricks, and techniques? Looking for better ways to push your product out of your online store? Watch your shopping cart overflow because you've found the e-com experts. The e-com experts show you what you need to know to be a successful online retailer. Learn their search marketing strategies, their web marketing wisdom, and their calculated conversion measures. E-com experts, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. This is Ann Kennedy, and I am here with Jillian Music and two very special guests. We are talking today with Brandy Shapiro and Darren Babin, who are the founders and owners of our channel, webmasterradio.fm. Darren and Brandy, it's so great to have you here. I know that you have perfected Webmaster Radio because it is so easy for us to work with it, and we love it. What's next?
Well, I think what's next is what's now.
Okay.
And
so what's the next big industry?
So to us, the next big industry is cannabis.
Okay.
Otherwise known as marijuana, weed, Mary Jane. I mean, you know, all the various names for it.
Pot.
Yeah, pod. So we actually just launched, so super exciting, cannabisradio.com.
Cannabisradio.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
At CEO Coach, we're pretty excited. So it does seem to me that there are a lot of parallels in cannabis radio or cannabis as an industry and search as an industry.
Absolutely.
Again, it was something that
like
didn't.
Like a cottage industry. Yeah.
Well, kind of. It didn't exist before. It starts as a cottage industry, right? Mm-hmm. A little like crowdfunding. We've got laws, but no regulations around it to speak of. We've still got some states, yes, some states, no. Mm-hmm. And the feds say, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of flux in this thing. What made you decide now was a great time to start? Because everybody else is kind of hanging around waiting for the shoe to fall.
Because I think for us, we felt that, and there's a little different orientation with cannabis radio than with Webmaster Radio. Webmaster Radio is strictly business to business. But with cannabis radio, it's B2B as well as B2C. And I think we felt that in regard to cannabis, the train has left the station. And exactly what you said, like nobody really understands where it is and where it stands and potentially where it's going. And we think that there needs to be a portal, if you will, that delivers responsible and engaging content for the legal cannabis industry.
That makes good sense. It also sounds to me like you're in before everybody else is in. And that seems to be a key to some of your success, right? You identify markets incredibly early and you have the gut to get in when everybody else is waiting for the shoe to fall.
Thank you.
So you talked to me about four pillars in cannabis radio before we got on the show.
Yes.
Explain to the listeners what's that about.
As you mentioned, four pillars. So we have fun shows for the enthusiast, because why not? Excellent shows for MMJ patients, helping them to reinforce dignity and quality of life. And I can go back.
Can you define MMJ for the listeners?
Yes. So that means they're medical marijuana patients. So people that obtain medical marijuana cards. And what we find happens a lot is there's a lot of wonderful dispensaries that distill some great information. But when you have a physical malady, sometimes you don't know the right questions to ask to properly incorporate cannabis into your med regime or into your lifestyle.
And right now, about half of the country has a medical marijuana law on the books in one way, shape, form, or fashion. So the market, again, like you said, in identifying it, is about 50% with respect of the U.S. market with respect to medical marijuana. But yet still a lot more to go.
Absolutely.
So what are the other pillars then?
So it's legislation and advocacy, and that's really going to get hot, especially as we dial into the 2016 season. Then cannabis, really setting the standards for businesses and compliance so that there's sustainability and growth in the industry.
Makes good sense. Yep. So it's intriguing to me that if you think about cannabis as a business, everybody is talking about whether you're going to grow it, ship it, you know, sell it, shops, or branding, that sort of thing. But this is none of the above. You're not managing the product or the consumer. You are a media company. It's a much broader conversation. Again, you identified the need in the market, and as a media company, you're striking out to serve that market. So interesting stuff. You had some kind of personal relationship with us as well, Darren, though, and I thought maybe you'd like to share some of that as well.
Yeah, so I'm wearing a dog tag right now that has the number 22 on it. And that basically is to help raise awareness for combat veterans that basically have PTSD. And the number 22 represents the number of veterans that take their lives every single day. That's a number that exists in the United States alone. And that's because the pharmaceuticals that they're taking cannot and does not touch what they go through on a daily basis in trying to deal with the PTSD. It doesn't help them with their night tremors, the ability to not have the horrible dreams, to be out in public. And so this is really to help raise awareness. Our programming is also meant to help reach out to those who are working in research, those who are working with the area of federal funding, trying to work with Veterans Administration in various states to try and make sure that people who are veterans, who are seeking access to make PTSD a qualifying condition in their state to access medical marijuana so that they can treat themselves without prescription opiates, which is a much safer alternative. That really is a goal. I know that it will help them. The anecdotal evidence is as big as Mount Rainier, and we've seen that, but it'll be great when we can actually do the research.
That makes good sense. And it means, if you will, there's a greater purpose to what you're doing here as well. And I think that's an interesting piece, too.
Helping
there's
people.
Some passion
around
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Anne and I talk about that a lot, finding your passion. And then you don't work a day in your life.
It's no, you don't. I think it's an 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, you have to love what you're doing. And then 20% of it is doing like the stuff that is necessary to run a business, but is not necessarily fun. Paperwork and what have you. But you have to love what you do. Because, you know, for us, no matter how bad our day may be, I get to wake up knowing that we're helping millions of people daily.
Yeah, 22 a day is a staggering number. Even one a day is way, way too much. But this is kind of the numbers that blow you away.
But it's incredible. Think about it this way. These poor guys from just PTSD, forget about cancer, forget about Alzheimer's, forget about any other disease out there. And this is just my opinion. But these poor veterans who have served our country, I'm blessed sitting here doing this wonderful interview with both of you tremendous women with a remarkable view. And the reason why we have, I'm looking at this remarkable view of the Bay and Seattle because of the men and women who serve our country to protect us. But the atrocities they've seen and the things that they've been exposed to have rendered them with this horrible malady called PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And predominantly how they're treating this disorder is to dose them with, maybe I shouldn't use the word dose them, but you know.
But it is. It's opiates and addictive medicines, and that's really tough. But I think maybe most important, you were saying, it doesn't work.
Well, but that's it. It doesn't. 22 of these people in the United States are committing suicide, so it doesn't work for them. They're becoming addicted to something that doesn't work for them. So how horrible and frustrating. I can't even imagine the horrors that go on in their mind that would get them to that point. And then opiates in of itself, they're really tough on your body. So by the time you wean yourself off, you've done a tremendous, potentially, you've done a tremendous amount of damage to yourself.
Right.
And cannabis is working for these people. It's allowing them to flourish and be a productive member of society. It's gentle on the system. The research that has been done shows that it's not doing anything significantly bad to your body or your system.
Right. Yesterday evening, we had you folks over, of course, when you landed in Seattle, and we had a young man at our dinner table who had done exactly that, and because it's legal here in Washington, he is able to use the cannabis, and he's graduated the Foster School of Business, University of Washington, and is busy looking for his role in life.
Yeah.
So pretty impressive stuff. As you move forward, you've got a cannabis radio, you've got four pillars. Tell me about curriculum. How's the programming?
Awesome.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think you were giving me some stats about how long it took to like build the curriculum over at Webmaster Radio and then to build it at Cannabis. How did that work?
I think, you know, first of all, we've been doing this for a long time. So it's a lot easier this time, to be honest with you. This is a bit different because it's B2B as well as B2C.
Right.
It's something that both Darren and I have both been very passionate about. So it's something we've been following, the team has been following for many years to get to this point where we can deliver what we believe to be an excellent curriculum, if you will.
We'd actually talked about doing this 4 or 5 years ago in Florida, rethought better of it because the show Cops was produced out of Broward County, Florida. And, and so now out of Arizona, you know, medical marijuana state, it made more sense.
Yeah, but it does make more sense.
The programming is...
Oh, but the programming. Nothing compares with you girls. But the programming is tremendous. We have a show called Cannabis Confidential. It's hosted by a woman named Dr. Dina, who actually got married last weekend. She's not a real doctor. She was given her nom de plume by Snoop Dogg, of all people. But she's the person that's responsible for bringing the first doctor to Southern California to write prescriptions. She's been in the trenches helping patients for 10 years. I mean, I've met few people that are as committed as she is, and she's known to be the cannabis consultant to the stars. So her show is this really great combination of like fun behind the scenes celebrity and then real-world application that people can incorporate into their lives. We have Dr. Mitch Earlywine, who is a national, I know I'm going to mess up his title, but he's the head of the National Board for NORML, which is the oldest and largest advocacy and reform group in the country. And Darren is also the director for the state of Arizona for NORML. Mm-hmm. He's a PhD. He's a chair of his department for the University of Albany. Mm-hmm. So his show is Burning Issues, and it really talks about the science of marijuana, if you will. Mm-hmm. And he's just amazing and engaging. We have Nurse Heather, who travels the world, and her goal is to really make sure that every dispensary has a nurse on hand to be able to disseminate proper education. She's working a lot to help bring a cannabis model, if you will, to places like the USVI and to Hawaii. So she gets to travel to really great places, and I watch all sorts of sand and water pics that make me a little jealous, but I'm so glad she's on our team. And her thing is, it's good news with Nurse Heather.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just really great programming.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back with Jillian Music, Brandi Shapiro, and Darren Babin of WebmasterRadio.fm.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Welcome to LPO. LPO, Landing Page Optimization. Landing Page Optimization expert Tim Ash is here to show you what it takes to create optimal landing pages. LPO brings you detailed case studies, opinions, and analysis from the leaders of landing page optimization. LPO, Landing Page Optimization, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to CEO Coach. This is Jillian Music with my partner, Ann Kennedy. We're talking to Brandi and Darren here of Webmaster Radio about their new radio program, Cannabis Radio. So, Darren, as we wrap this up, kind of the wisdom for the CEOs who are listening, you have two distinct businesses here, and you decided not to put them under the same umbrella. What was the wisdom that made you decide to separate it, and how would that apply perhaps to others who say, yeah, I am going to have one shell corporation and put everything in it, or I'm not?
So with Cannabis Radio, we did separate it specifically because there is a need to separate it. There is a need to really do things in a different way. It's cannabis. You want to do things that set up layers to be able to provide layers of insulation.
Right.
Just
so,
period.
For example, when you go to conferences in the search marketing space, digital marketing space as it gets broader, you did events, you know, the search fests and so on, right? Those were events and you had the media company. Were they separate or was it just done as kind of an event of the media company?
So those were events of the media company.
Okay, so it was merely a product of a
product
media company, right? And the media company also had shows. So that was not even a separate company.
No.
Now, as you do cannabis, do you expect also to have, if you will, business shows around it, perhaps consumer shows around it, and so on?
Yes.
Well, we're actually here. looking at this lovely, lovely view because we're here to support Vivian McPeak, who is our brand new show host for a show called Hempresent, which I cannot tell you how proud we are and how humbled and grateful we are to have him as a host, because this man has been committed to doing good works for the past 24 years. And today, this annual event really brings 500,000 people.
Right. So HempFest is taking place in Seattle as we tape this show here for those who are listening. And that's an annual event now. But you will possibly have similar kinds of engagements at events like this for both the consumer and the business.
Yes.
That will remain under the same shell corporation that will do Cannabis Radio.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So again, as you think about your products, your companies, and possibly a shell corporation, what would trump everything would be things like law and regulation saying, yeah, there's enough flux in this that we'd better stay on one side with a completely separate organization.
Absolutely.
And then the second thing would say, how related to my master industry is this product or service?
Right.
Do I need to make a new company under my shell,
exactly,
or do I just have a product?
Yeah. The idea is basically to have, it's really to verticalize. And for us, that's kind of what we felt comfortable with. And although the models are almost identical in nature, the business structures were ones that really lent itself to how am I going to protect the business models independently and continue to move forward, because we are approaching presidential elections.
That's right.
Right. And there's no telling what would happen in 2016 to partners all over. So it's complete flux. You know, that's why we felt it necessary to make sure that everything over on the cannabis side is completely standalone and
That makes really good sense.
Yeah.
And then as you move internationally, you'll have to make those decisions again.
Absolutely.
Great. We're going to wrap up here at CEO Coach. Thank you so much for discussing not only the two different kinds of programs and companies you've got, but how you identify the markets, how you approach them early in the stages when everything is in flux, and how you protect the first from the second by looking at priorities before you decide how you organize the companies.
Yep.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Awesome.
This was Brandy and Darren of WebmasterRadio.fm. Thanks for joining us. Anne, you want to take us out?
I'm crushed that we have to do it, but here we are. Brandy and Darren, thank you so much. It was really illuminating to hear about Webmaster Radio and Cannabis Radio as well. That's it for this Monday at CEO Coach. We'd like to thank our producers at webmasterradio.fm for their enduring support. You can download these shows through webmasterradio.fm, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and many other places around the web. You can find links and more on our Facebook page, facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Do stop by and hit the like button so we know you were there, and tell us what you'd like to hear about on CEO Coach. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ann Kennedy with Jillian Music, and you can find out more about how we help companies launch, grow, pivot, and thrive at outlinesventure.com. Till next week.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.